Amazing how that beast can deceive us. So that's why we have to pray for each other. He says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ. If we don't pray for people to understand this mighty depth of the length and width and breadth and height and everything of God's mighty love, if you don't pray and ask God to reveal that to people, they'll never get it. You have to pray. And he says, after you receive the love of Christ, he said, the love of Christ passes knowledge. It's beyond our understanding, and I know that is, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. I've never seen a human being yet that I thought was filled with all the fullness of God. But he wants us all to be filled with the fullness of God. Just think what we can do in the name of Jesus if we were filled full of the knowledge of God. It would be unlimited. I mean, I have just barely stepped into the very beginning of the power of God's mighty word. Just barely stepped in it. But I've seen some awesome miracles from God. Awesome healing, awesome deliverances. It's been an awesome walk with God. But if you will begin to pray these prayers for yourself, revelation will come, and so will wisdom. It'll have to, because you're asking in faith. The Lord told us also in the book of James, in chapter 1, he says, any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives liberally to all without finding fault. But, he says, when you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. Because he said, if you waver, that means you don't believe I can do what I said I can do. You may think my arm is too short. Well, God's telling you, just like he told Moses, when Moses come back and said, Lord, there's no way. No way that enough meat could be brought in here to feed all this multitude, this mass of people tomorrow. God says, Moses, is my arm too short? Now, God didn't have a freight train out there. He didn't have 747s to fly in. He didn't have nothing but himself. Well, let me tell you, that's all he needs. He don't need nothing else. He brought enough quail in there. The next day, everybody got to eat. Everybody had much left over. But if you will begin to pray these prayers for yourself, revelation will come, and so will wisdom. Now, also, if you will pray for other people by putting their name in the prayer, and they will begin to receive understanding of the Word of God. Now see, we don't realize the Word means exactly what it says. But in Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 3, Paul prayed two of the most beautiful prayers for revelation, wisdom, and knowledge and understanding of the Word. And he gave us an example that we should follow in his footsteps. So, if you can believe what God says there, you can pray those same kind of prayers for yourself. And that's where I started. When I got a hold of this, I said, Lord, I need this spiritual understanding. I need this spiritual revelation. I need this spiritual wisdom that's here. I need it. And I want it to walk in this God kind of love. If I'm not willing to walk in the God kind of love, then I will not get these kind of revelations. I am committing myself to Christ in love. And that's a wonderful place to walk. But if you will put other people's names in here, you will see these great and wonderful things happen to them. Now, thank God for these prayers that we have authority over evil spirits through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't forget to thank the Lord. Every time you pray these prayer of faith, if you will ask the Lord to give you this revelation, wisdom, and understanding, also end that prayer with, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've given us authority over the evil spirits. Thank you, Lord, that by what your Son did on this earth, we have power and authority over the devil. Now I want to thank you and praise you, Father, for giving me all power. And thank you for giving me the privilege to break the power of the enemy in my life and in the life of others. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now don't forget to thank the Lord as he does these. Now then, in Ephesians 6:12, one more time, we reiterate who we fight against. Paul says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So remember that mankind is not your enemy. Mankind is supposed to be our friend, but not our enemy. But boy, out there today, mankind is killing mankind all over the place. What a shame. But we wrestle not, Paul said, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, our combat with the devil should be with the full knowledge that he is a defeated foe. Jesus defeated him. Jesus has given us full authority over him. It is a shame that so few of us Christians know it and will come against the devil as a defeated enemy. The Lord has blessed us with everything we need to win over the devil. Praise the name of the Lord. We don't have to be concerned. He's already given us everything. Now then, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, this is an awesome statement. I can just see Paul standing on the hills of Ephesus with both hands raised, proclaiming this great and awesome statement. Now, I've read this a lot of times and I didn't get it. But listen to what he says in verse 3 of Ephesians 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine the word the book of Psalms tell us to bless the Lord? He is worthy. Well, let me tell you, he's even more worthy in the New Testament. That's why Paul was standing up there screaming, blessed be the Lord and Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, you and me, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places belong to you and me. Not some of them, all of them. I hear people say, gee, I wished I had the gift of healing. I wished I had the gift of miracles. I wished I had the gift of discernment. You have it. It's in you. It's already yours. All you got to do is ask the Father in Jesus' name for the Holy Spirit to work it in you. Because he said he works these gifts that are given to us by his Spirit as the Spirit wills. Wow. So touch the hand of Jesus and he'll touch the hand of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost will do great and wonderful things. Now then, just think. Paul tells us, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Everything that belonged to Jesus belongs to you. Everything. Because Romans 8 says, he has made you a joint heir with Christ. And everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. That's good news. When you get a hold of that, you won't have any trouble beating the devil. Then it says, all spiritual blessings are ours, whether we know it or not. All these things are already ours. Just think, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessing. So all spiritual blessings belong to you and me as sons and daughters of God. Also, we need to tell everyone that these blessings can be theirs. Now, also, if they will only make Jesus their Savior, then 2 Corinthians 5:11 and on tells us what we have there. And 2 Corinthians 5 tells us this. Now then, that salvation belongs to everyone as a free gift. Anybody in the world can come to Jesus at any time. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you are. I don't care what part of the world you live in. But salvation, or saving your soul so you don't have to go to hell, that you can go to heaven and can have an abundant life on this earth right now is yours at the name of Jesus. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. When you call on the name of Jesus, He saves you and He sets you free from all the bondages, and every spiritual blessing in heavenly places becomes yours. Now then, as you read the Word and study the Word, you'll learn what these blessings are. Then you learn how to pray. You learn how to ask God to bless other people with these things. Because everybody He brings into the kingdom of God, He gives all these blessings to. Now then, you need to tell everybody. They need to accept this free gift, because God is not remembering their sins. That they have been reconciled to God. Just think, everyone that goes to hell has his free ticket to heaven, if he had only known it. It is yours and my place to tell them so they will know. Now then, in 2 Corinthians 5:15, he says, in 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We need to know what belongs to us, and then we need to act on it. Once you get saved, Jesus told us clearly in John 8:32, He says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so, I tell you, when I got a hold of these wonderful things, and I learned that these things belong to me, and I begin to wonder why so many bad things happen to so many Christians, well, I found the answer in God's Word, too. Because I thought, if all these things belong to Christians, then why do bad things happen to Christians? Well, because Christians don't know who they are. The answer is in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. He says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. How do you get knowledge? You take this magnificent book, this wonderful book called the Holy Bible, the Word of God. You begin to read this book. You begin to study this book. You begin to read it slowly and meditate on it. And as you meditate on this book, you will find these great and awesome promises that are in here. And remember, He meant exactly what He said. And if you'll believe what He said, then He will do these great and wonderful things for you. And if you walk holy, nothing will be impossible with you.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.